with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? It's Cooper Nuna. It's Breakfast Rolled. And the time right now is 12:15, which I should be on the road on the way home. But no, I had to wait for a snack attack over there.
Snack attack.
I have things to do.
She comes in. Sorry, I was busy. I was making a snack.
Yeah, but it's you. You don't support my nutritional choices. I need snacks to keep me energized.
What is that?
Okay, so it's a yogurt with a kiwi and my seeds. Flax, chia, pumpkin, Goa, all the seeds, all in one.
You had me at I'm ready to record this podcast. All right, we had lots of fun on the show today, and we kicked off with confusing Una about technology in supermarkets.
I am beside myself with excitement because something has happened, and I don't know whether I should be suing, but maybe a little bit of credit for it might be nice. Una, in the past, you have absolutely taken the complete mick out of me for something that I do when it comes to shopping, all right?
Oh, God, mortified for you.
Why? Sorry for being organised. Sorry for not wasting time just wandering around the supermarket and coming up. Like I originally made a spreadsheet.
Go on.
Shut up. I love a good spreadsheet. And in the spreadsheet would be all of our regular items that you buy in a week's shop, yeah?
Yeah.
And so basically, I would print that out, but it would be printed out in the order of the supermarket that I'd be shopping in. So in the first aisle, you'd have the first few items. And as you go along, you print it out and you just tick it off as you go along. Brilliant. Really easy. And then with the evolution of AI, I used ChatGPT to just do it for me. I'd be like, I just talk into it. I'd be like, create a shopping list in the order of the aisles that are for such and such shops in Ireland, right? And it would do it in the order and categorize everything for me as well. It's fantastic. Well, lo and behold, guess who just gone done and done something with technology, Una?
Go on.
Tesco.
What have Tesco done?
So, you know the way if you go into the supermarket, you can get these in Super Value and Tesco, you got the booper.
I've never used the booper.
You've never used a booper?
No, newfangled technology. It's not for me.
Oh my God. Okay, so you know you've got pretty much most supermarkets have a club card or a loyalty card.
I don't even have one of those. I'm a disaster.
So, sure, you're minted.
I'm minted, loaded.
You love not to have to get any, you know, money off, like, oh my God, 11 off 80 or, you know, 10 off 50. You hate that.
Oh, no, I do. In one shop that does that, I guess.
The famous 10 off 50.
Yeah.
Well, what Tesco have done with their booper, yeah? So as you walk around, you boop the barcode and you pop it in your basket in the bag, all right? So then you can just hand your money over at the exit and you're done. There's none of this nonsense of queuing up or anything of that, Una. But they have now, you input your shopping list into it, which you can do online, and it shows up when you scan your card, the order in the actual store of the way you go around the aisle. So your items come up on the screen. So as you're walking in, you're like, fruit and veg, here you go, boop, boop. And then it comes up, oh, bread, boop. Cakes, biscuits, stuff. It's in the order as you walk around. It knows where you are in the store, Una.
Okay, I'm very confused. I don't understand.
Okay, you know the way GPS works. You know your maps when you're like trying to find your way to go and see your mammy in Kerry. All right. So, and you turn on and said, and you go, hello, Alexa, bring me home. And they're like, which one? The one like 2 seconds from work, or the one like 15 hours from Kerry?
Okay, so and, I'm in Tesco.
Yeah, and right. there's a map.
Okay, where's the map?
the aisles are so think of it like the aisles of the roads and the motorways. Okay,
right. So you're
driving down the so just say you're going to Dublin, you're on the M6, yeah?
Right.
So just say the M6 is the bread aisle, okay?
Right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
You're driving down the bread, but you need to stop, you need to get off the Kindergarten Plaza, get yourself some lunch, but that's where the bread is, and then you boop, oh my God, what is wrong with me?
I don't understand.
Surely someone
I'm in the shop. I'm standing with my booper. Yeah. And I'm booping along.
So you booped what's on your list and it comes off your list. And then it says, right, keep moving down. The cakes or whatever the hell you shove down your face are on the right hand side.
So what you're saying essentially is it tells me where everything is.
Oh my God, I said that from the beginning.
But sure, I know where. But like, I don't want to know where everything is.
You don't want to know where everything is?
No, like, is there not an invention that I just say, right, I need to get such, such, such and such, and then it says, right, you, this is the way to go.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, right. Oh. Okay. So you, firstly, when you go to the booper, you tell the booper, I need to get this, this,
yeah, because you do your shopping list maybe on the app or something, and then when you go in and you boop it, the booper knows.
Well, you never said anything about the app.
I did.
You didn't?
I did.
You didn't? Yeah, yeah. So you go into the app and you tell the app what you want.
Yeah, because you build your shopping list in the app.
And then you go in and you have the booper.
Yeah, so you can either say, have it delivered, I'll collect it, or I'll go around with me booper.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be handier to have it delivered rather than all this booping around? I just did not.
How do you find your way to work? If you missed it, I was informing Una about a new feature that's coming to Tesco. And that is that the booper, you know, when you scan your card, it'll go around, you have your shopping list on it, and it'll guide you around the store. It's like amazing. Imagine then if they put it into like Meta glasses or something like that, so you could actually see where the items are on the shelves. It'll like flash or something like, oh my god, I've lost her again.
I like doing things the old fashioned way.
Okay. I know you do.
Yeah.
I actually, that time I saw you in the supermarket, and you had one of those trolleys, the tartan trolley with the wheels. That's what Una's like.
Okay, Nan.
Exactly. This came in.
I don't know how the heck do you get through life, because you don't seem to understand anything.
Do you know what?
Go on.
You know what?
What?
That's not the first time someone said that to me.
No.
I clearly remember a work colleague used to work here a while ago.
Simon.
He turned to me and said, how do you get through life? Yeah, with a little help from my friends. Let
me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Imagine now if you had that gun going around the supermarkets, knowing where you're going, you'd be able to find your flax seeds and your ding-dongs and your
I like the freedom of just walking around, not knowing what I'm going to find or, you know.
You confuse me. You keep going on about, I don't have time to do this, I'm a busy mum, yada, yada, yada. And then you're just like strolling around the supermarket.
Yeah,
like,
because I don't want to be going around with a booper gun. I don't, because I won't know how to work it and I'll break it or I'll do something to it.
Have you ever used a self-service checkout?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay, well, it's literally a self-service, but it's in your hands.
Yeah, but you know, something always happens at the self-service checkout and someone has to come over two or three times.
Well,
so I'm not taking the chance of going around with a booper gun and having to find someone to help me fix it.
Well, maybe if you didn't buy wine every day.
That's not the reason. Sometimes things don't scan. And there's always problems with the bag and the weight. Oh, there's something not weighing properly here. Like, yes, there, everything is on there. And you have to bring someone over again. Super annoying. How very dare you? I stock up at the weekend.
Oh, God. Here's our survey says from this morning. How many times does Una buy wine in the supermarket? Oh, look. They're 4 euro off a bottle.
Cheeky.
Oh, if only.
Our survey says this morning, Donald has a question, and all we have to do is try and figure it out. You can send a voice note on 0871 102 107. Donald.
30% of people say this is the thing they do to look busy at work or college.
I am a champion at this. I mean, what?
Yeah. All right, what are you a champion at? To look busy?
Well, we have a really, really handy thing in the studios. And when you put up the microphone, when you turn the microphone on, it goes mic live on the door.
Yeah.
So if I'm just like, you know, scrolling, I just go into one of the studios, put mic live, and just sit there. And people won't come in and disturb me.
You lazy article. That's when you are in the studio. Well, you're not spending your time chilling out in the jacks.
Well, oh my God, can I get a mic live light for the jacks? Well, half the time I'm usually in the studio waiting for Luna.
That's true.
Yeah.
What do you mean waiting for me? I'm just busy with other things to be doing, actually working hard.
Do your home things at home.
They're not home things, they're my work things. How to look busy. How would you look busy at work? Well, like, I mean, you can get yourself a clipboard.
Okay, go on.
Oh, yeah.
And just kind of, you can walk through the office once or twice with the clipboard and just be looking around and writing crap on the clipboard and then sit down and just, you know, doodle on the clipboard for half an hour.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's all well and good if you work in a company that has a clipboard.
But you can bring your own clipboard. I bought a clipboard.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you expense it?
I did.
Good on you. Is it walk around with a clipboard?
It's not that, no.
All right. Let's get some guesses. 087-1102-107. The question is...
30% of people say this is the thing they do to look busy at work or college. What is it?
What are you up to? 087-1102-107. We're trying to figure out what the answer to our survey says question is this morning. Donald, what are we at the moment?
30% of people say this is the thing they do to look busy at work or at college.
What about walking around with a measuring tape and just taking notes and you're just randomly measuring things?
That would look very strange if you or I were going around the office with measuring tape.
I did it recently as an experiment and it wasn't questioned.
Not when
really?
Yeah. Not when you're taking all the furniture home.
Yeah, you took all the furniture home.
I merely took home two...
Two couches.
Two three-seater couches and a beanbag.
And then you were like, why don't they fit in the lift? Well, they're bigger than the lift. Like, even the beanbag is bigger than the lift.
Oh my God, that beanbag is so comfy. And it's orange as well, so it's very funky and fits in with my colour scheme. Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog loves it.
How much does he love us?
Well, my doggy, it's a she's a she.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, can we get back to what's the question again?
30% of people say this is the thing they do to look busy at work or college. It's not measuring taping.
Graham says, I often just sit there and stare at the screen, pretending to concentrate on it like a maths problem, but really, I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for my dinner and what shows I need to watch. That's a great skill to accomplish. Yeah, I can do that as well. Like, yeah. Like, you'd be thinking I'd be talking to you and I'd be looking you in the eye and...
No, you don't even look at me.
No,
you,
I do.
I see you sitting down there, scrolling, and then you're like...
What?
And then I get a message and I'm like, I'm here in front of you. Oh, okay. I just sent you a fart joke.
That's why you say things, or we're all talking and then afterwards you go, what? What was that?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't say that. I said, no, we were talking to you. Well,
I was zoned out. I have to zone you out a lot of the time. Yeah, you're seriously annoying, okay, so I have to zone out.
087-1102-107. The question is?
30% of people say this is the thing they do to look busy at work or college. What is it?
All right, get your guesses in. All right, we're trying to figure out the answer to this and our survey says this morning. What is it? 30%
of
what?
30% of people say this is the thing they do to look busy at work or college. What is that?
Morning, iRadio. I'm just wondering, is it walking around with a notebook, a pen and a notebook in your hand?
Yeah, Craig and Offaly, walking around with a pen and notebook in your hand.
Good guess, it's very close to the old clipboard, but not quite as... I brought my own clipboard, yeah.
I can love to walk around with a pen and notebook in my hand, but I can never find a pen because Una's usually stolen from me.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
I love stealing your pen.
The evil laugh in
here. It's so funny. You just get so annoyed.
Well, it's more annoying is that when you stick it in your gob.
I don't.
You do.
Don't.
I'm not going to tell you where I've stuck it.
Oh, stop. Huh?
Could the answer be just doodling random things on a piece of paper, looking busy, but jotting down absolute nonsense?
I love a good doodle during a meeting.
Yes. Yeah.
It looks like you're concentrating. Yeah, yeah. No, it's not that. It's not that.
What's your go-to doodle?
Well, I suppose you'd do your signature a few times. And then the swirly circles.
Autograph.
Yeah. And then, you know, you might do a peace, love and happiness sign and maybe a couple of boxes.
What's
as well?
A peace, love and happiness sign?
Well, a peace sign is a peace sign, a love sign is a love heart, and happiness is a smiley face.
I thought it was a all in one.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
No.
I thought you'd come up with some sort of symbol. Because you did say a peace, love and happiness sign.
Yeah, but peace, love and happiness.
Signs.
No, I draw them together, so it's all the one sign.
Show me, you doodle that, and I'll get this guess.
Good morning. Is it that 30% of people literally set their teams status to busy or do not disturb to make it look like they're in a meeting? That's what I do.
That's a pretty good one.
That is a really good idea.
Have you been guilty of it?
No, I don't know how to do it.
Go on, show us the peace, love and happiness sign. So that's three separate signs.
They're all together though. They're beside each other, so they come as one.
Oh,
they identify as one.
Oh my God.
What?
No. No.
It's my signature doodle.
No.
What?
How are you not like a graphic designer? Do you know what I mean? A peace love.
Do we have the answer?
It's not even a peace sign. She's doing a Mercedes sign.
Come on, come on.
She's manifesting.
Yeah. The answer is 30% of people type randomly on the keyboard while looking at it to look busy.
I type angry. I'm a very harsh typer.
Oh, you are, yeah.
You're an index finger typer.
Well, no, I'm not an index finger typer. No, I do have to look down, but I use several fingers type. And the more you annoy me, the louder I type. You've noticed that as well.
The more I'm in your presence, the louder you get in general.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Get yourselves a cuppa and brace yourselves, and you share this one with all your friends, because this was one of the wildest rhymets that we've ever done. In fact, it was so wild, we got multiple messages from people saying, is this a wind-up? Is this a setup? Is she real? What's going on? Absolutely amazing.
He's not exaggerating. This may be the best thing that I have heard on the radio in a long time.
And you're on the radio.
And I'm on the radio.
Geraldina, for more and more, take it away.
Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
It's a fun game. All you gotta do is rhyme it. And that is rhyme it with the word that we give you. Every question has an answer, and it rhymes. Simple as that. Playing this morning, looking to get the contents of Una's drawers, is Geraldina from Oranmore. Good morning, Geraldina.
Hi, Geraldina.
Good morning. Hi, all.
Ah, my little kitty. It's your two little ginger ninjas. What's going on?
No. We've got a new addition now. His name is Pudding, because he's black and white pudding.
Oh. So are you talking about your cats?
Yes, we've got five now.
Five?
Five cats.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you've got other pets as well?
Yes, four birds now.
Four birds and five cats. Does that ever tend to be a little bit problematic, I suppose, with the cats wanting to eat the birds?
Friends, not food.
Is that what you do? You stand there pointing at the bird saying, friends, not food.
That's it. You can eat the birds, just not the ones inside.
Una, you should do that with your twins when we come over and visit.
Friends
not food. Yeah. So they might stop biting us up. Wow. Come on, what kind of birds have you got?
Cockatiels.
Says yourself.
Yeah.
And do they talk?
No, but they're very vocal.
Oh, right, okay. I remember there was a, I don't know, was a parrot or a cockatoo or a cockatiel or something like that. There's a vet shop or not a vet shop.
A pet shop.
Thank you. Rhymes a pet.
Yeah, there we go.
On the Malahide Road, and there's a bird in there, but it's got foul mouth.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh!
Foul mouth bird.
That is so funny.
It's because everybody teaches the bird like bad words, and he'd walk in and he'd curse at you.
Yeah, no. They like children. They're sponges. They absorb everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what are your birds? Do you have names for the birdies?
Yes. So all my animals are like food related. Okay. So I like Earl Grey tea. So the new birds, the male is called Earl and the female's called Grey.
Oh, Earl Grey. Nice.
Yes.
That is lovely.
Yeah. One of our hens is called Nugget.
Nuggets.
Yeah.
I like
nuggets. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Listen, we are going to see if you can get... What's the high score?
Five.
It's to beat. So you've got to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. The word this morning that you got to rhyme with, Geraldina, is...
Plane. P-L-A-N-E. Plane.
All right.
Plane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, your time starts now.
Sometimes
the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane, and this... I like birds and I like cats, and this old dame, she's no flame. Oh yeah, let's go play some games. Ta-da! Peace out.
Oh my god. Stop it, Georgina.
Dina,
you've gone rogue.
Do you know the rules?
I'm blushing in my car.
I'm blushing.
That was fabulous.
I don't know what happened.
Me either. That came out of nowhere. me. I don't know what happened.
Neither do I.
Yeah, you started rapping and Cooper told you to shut up, but you kept going.
That's so funny.
Oh. Do you want to play the game or do you want to do another rap?
I did the rhyme.
No, you did a rhyme and it was fabulous. And you have a career in rapping, but the game that we play is called Rhyme It. And I ask you questions and every answer has to rhyme with the word play. Do you want
play? Oh, geez, that's hard.
You brought, I don't get heartburn, you brought on heartburn. This is what it feels like.
I'm crying. Oh my God.
Okay, let's try again.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Geraldina for more and more.
Still, I'm getting hot. I might have to take some clothes off.
No, keep your clothes on. Keep them on. You're in a car park. Keep your clothes on. Ooh, right.
Right.
Okay.
So your word, okay?
We're going to give you a word, and then you take that word, you hold on to it, you keep that word in your head, and then we're going to give you 30 seconds to answer questions. Every answer to the question rhymes with that word that we gave you.
The plane, P-L-A-N-E.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Can we trust you now? You're not going to go rogue again.
Oh, I don't know. I could be going rogue.
Okay, all right, let's go.
Are you okay, Una?
I'm all right.
Okay, your time starts now.
Sometimes I forget to use my what before I speak.
My tongue. No, that doesn't run a plane.
I was saying something and I lost my what of thought.
Trail.
We had a sunny weekend, but we're back with this now again.
Rain.
When you stub your toe, you cry out in what?
Pain.
Motorways usually consist of two or three of these.
Sorry, what was that?
A motorway usually consists of two or three of these.
Time is way up. But listen, while you're in your car park,
what's that happening?
How many?
Where's that music coming from?
My ears. Geraldina, that is four. It didn't quite cut it, but...
Can we give her the five for entertaining us?
No. Yes, entertainment factor, I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll tell you what, just for entertainment value, Una's going to send you some purple snacks.
Okay, no problem. Right. I will share my snacks with you, Geraldina, every day.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Right.
Thank you. Oh, no, she doesn't seem impressed with the purple snacks tomorrow.
I think she's looking for those weekend tickets.
I think so, yeah.
Listen, come here. You've been absolutely amazing. We love you to bits. Thank you so much for coming on and enjoy the rest of your day, all right?
Thank you so much. And Pudding Sylvester Tangerine, Bon Bon Brownie, Earl Grey, Sir, and Go-Go, and Monty also, ha.
Oh, you are a tonic. Oh, my God. I love this.
Have a great day, everyone.
Cheers, bye, Geraldina. Bye,
if you
Puddin.
Would like to play, and come on and have a go at playing Rhymers anytime you like. All right? Send a WhatsApp. 087-110-2107 with the words Rhymers, and you want to have a go.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We're getting it off our chest today because we got a message in from a listener who was none too plussed about somebody parking in their spot.
Robbing his spot every day and he was super annoyed and frustrated. But people are on board, you know.
To take revenge.
Yeah, there was all sorts of mad, bold things.
Actually, there was one message that we got that we didn't get a chance to play. Somebody says get a roll of cling film and wrap their car.
That would be amazing. It would just take too much effort.
I'm going to wrap your car in cling film.
Well, I only have a tiny car, so that wouldn't take too much effort. Big car like yours now, that would take some effort, huh?
Hell yeah, you better believe it.
Oh yeah.
Chance for you to get things off your chest. We've got this one. I love that this is going to kick off, actually, in a because I'm very passionate about what this person's going through because I'm very, very much so on the side of them.
Okay, so, hi guys. I need to get something off my chest. Someone keeps parking in my space in my apartment block.
It literally has my name on it, but it doesn't seem to make a difference. I'm ending up having to park way further away, and it's driving me insane. The other day I came home and once again someone was in my spot. I was so annoyed I nearly blocked them in, but I didn't want to cause a whole scene. I just don't understand how people can park in someone else's space and think it's fine. Like, I pay for it, it's clearly marked, and I'm the one left walking up the road every evening. At this stage, I don't know what to do. Do I leave a note, say something if I catch them, or just keep putting up with it? It sounds small, but it's wrecking my head. That now would drive me over the edge. Especially if there's extra walking involved, and you're paying for that, and it's your, and it has your name on it.
Yeah, so most apartment complexes, you either have one or two spots that are assigned to your apartment number, and yeah, so basically the number is your name that's on it. I've been through this, and there are so many ways of getting revenge on this person, like buy a whole car cover sheet and then block them in, like with cinder blocks or something like that. I don't know, it's an awful lot of work to go to, but they might actually get the message.
Can you, like, maybe just erect a sign saying, are you trying to adopt my parking?
Or
because I'm not up for co-parenting. Or just leave my spot alone.
I'm not up for co-parenting this kind of parking
spot. It's very cheeky.
Yeah. I think it happens quite a lot. I think it's very common, and I think people do take the absolute mick when it comes to parking other people's spots. Just stop it.
Could you call the guards?
It's a private property.
I'm joking. Imagine. Are there still guards?
I think, I don't know, a management company still a thing in apartment complexes? I don't know. I've lived in an apartment in Yonks.
Nah.
I suppose the case is phone the company who look after the clamping and the parking in there, get them to clamp them and tow them.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
Why?
Oh, I don't know if I could live myself if I squealed on someone and they got clamped.
But they mightn't even live there. They might just park up and they take the bus or the train nearby. They mightn't even live there.
Oh, the other side of it is maybe you could just wait for them to arrive and just have it out with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hide waiting for them in an underground car park.
No,
Emily, you absolute lunacy.
I don't mean that.
An unforgettable experience somebody's having because somebody's robbing their parking space, and it's their parking space. It belongs to them. They're paying for the damn thing, aren't they?
Yeah, Dara is really frustrated because someone keeps taking his parking space in his own building. Mm. So he has to park way down the road, and then it's, you know, he has to walk extra. But it's not even the walking. It's the fact that he's paying for the space, his name is on it, and then someone has the brass neck.
The audacity.
The audacity, Cooper. The Lear Audi.
Like, I live in a gated community. Like, how bloody well dare you come in here and reverse into my space evenly between the lines? It's clearly not you, no, Carol.
Hey!
What?
It's an awful lot of work. There's only one way to stop that whore parking your space. Go down to the hardware, grab a bag of nails, and scatter them all over the f***ing car space, and they won't be long about not parking there anymore when they're getting four flat tires every time.
I wouldn't recommend that.
No.
Just in case they're left stranded, then they're there forever. What are the solutions that we could suggest you do?
My advice for a person that can't get their own parking spot, get a little pop-up barrier to fall into the ground there when you want to park. And block your little spot. There are only little yellow bollards, put a big padlock on it. And when you pull out your parking spot, lift up your little bollard, put your padlock into it, away with your bob jump and finish your ass.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
Sensible. That yeah, is good. Practical advice.
Yeah,
yeah.
You get it, yeah?
I was thinking solicitor's letter myself, but
I think a bollard
or
is
a letter from your mam. Strongly worded letter from your mam.
What would it say?
Yeah.
How very dare you?
You little cheeky. I wring your neck.
All right, keep your suggestions coming in. We got a message in from somebody this morning, didn't we?
From Dara, yeah. And he's really frustrated. He's angry. He's mad. Because every evening he's coming home from work and there's a car in his space. That literally a space that he pays for and his name is there. And he's just unsure of what to do. So lots of advice coming in.
Yeah, this is from Trevor.
Morning, guys. What you should do is get a clamp and clamp it. And then when they come to leave a ringer, then she'll find out who it is. That's the only way you're going to get an answer, because they keep doing it.
So you put your number on the clamp so to get the clamp released so that you can come down and confront them to say, hey, it's my space.
But does that mean you're going to have to, you clamp the car yourself?
Yeah.
So can anyone technically go and clamp someone else's car?
Technically, I don't think you're meant allowed to impound somebody's car unless you're like a clamping.
Well, I know that, but yeah. Like it can, but you know, it's possible.
Yes, you can buy clamps.
Okay.
But you can also buy battery powered angle grinders.
Right.
Not that I would say that you should do that. AKD.
Good advice is wait for them, and as Larry would say, punch them in the face.
Don't be punching anyone in the face. We don't want any violence on this one as well, for credit, Magda.
Well, I think that definitely just say nothing. What? Jesus, like, it happened once. It's probably not going to happen every time or all the time. It just, you know, somebody who's parked there must have been in a rush, must have been in a hurry, or needed to park there, just dump the car and go somewhere with, say, a baby in the car, or, you know, needed to go to the bathroom or something. So, yeah, I'd say once off.
Yeah, but what if they're constantly parking there?
Yeah, it's happening a lot.
Yeah, so what if it's a loss?
You know, or, yeah, that should be fine. We are human at the end of the day.
But what if it's a loss?
I wouldn't say that there's a big drama. However, if somebody is doing it constantly...
There we go now.
Then, yeah, I probably would do a little reminder to say, well, actually, it is my spot. And it's not for a reason with my name on it or with my car registration number on it. I actually paid for it. So, yeah. Definitely, if it's a once-off, I wouldn't really be bothered too much.
Ah, in fairness, if it was a once-off, I'd still be a bit annoyed, to be honest with you.
Of course you would.
You wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, no, park there, it's fine. I'm loaded. Okay, 087-1102-107. Mr. Contact, just wanted to get something off the chest because somebody's parking in their damn spot. And yeah. It's their spot, isn't it?
Dara is raging because it keeps happening. He's paying for the spot, his name is on the spot, but yet he's coming back and there's someone in the spot.
I'm paying for the spot, my name's on the spot, and someone else is parking the spot. James, what are you saying?
Morning, guys. If that's a private space...
It is a private space.
Mm-hmm. You might be better off suited to maybe get a private clamping company. No? Clamp the car every time it parks there. Don't think they'd be long about parking there anymore.
Yeah, I suppose that maybe a lot of apartment complexes, like if they are gated or anything like that, they would have a clamping company. So get on to them. Get on them on the case.
Yeah.
Jefferson. Sorry, go on.
No, you're fine. Just, I don't know if I'd have it in me to get someone else's car clamped. Well, maybe I would.
If somebody was stealing from you and you needed to get them removed, you would, like, you'd call the guards, wouldn't you?
Car guards.
It's the car guards. It's just the clampers to come along.
And the car guards.
They handcuff the car. Do you ever see people who like abandon cars in car parks and stuff, and they're just like covered in dust, and they're there for years, and no, they're just abandoned.
Yeah,
and they're there for. I remember seeing a few of them in the airport before, and they're there just covered like 4 inches of dust. Whatever happens to them? Can you just take them?
I don't know.
Brendan.
Well, parking in somebody's space. Definitely let the tyres down. Oh my God.
No.
I've been infuriated. Sure, who would know anyway? We don't know who's parking there. They don't know who let your tyres down.
Don't be letting people's airs and the tyres down. Here's somebody now who actually is a person who was parked in somebody else's space.
Well, lads, how's things? I was the person actually parking in someone's parking space before. Now, it wasn't paid parking and it wasn't their parking space, but they had parking spaces outside their apartment block, and my house was around the corner, so it was just as easy to park the car there than on the street, which I was doing. And I came out one day and they had blocked me in with their car.
Ooh.
Thankfully now I was still able to, actually my car's a tiny little car, I was able to maneuver it and get it out, and I parked it there again. I got a threatening note on my car window saying that if it happened again, I'd be sorry. That stopped me pretty quick.
Oh my God.
That's awful.
Yeah. Like if it's not a private space, it's a public space, like, I suppose you are entitled there. But
of course.
You'd be sorry.
Be sorry.
That is pretty rough. I think, though, we do have a solution to all of this.
Go on to Penny's or something and get a pair of women's knickers or something like that and stick them in an envelope and put them on his window and write a note saying thanks for last night or something like that. He won't be long moving.
Or he won't be long staying. Saying,
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack neatly packed and ready to go.
Sorry, hang on a sec now. Una's just in the fits of laughing. What are you saying?
I'm saying that's the gender pay gap right there.
What's the gender pay gap?
Going around your big brum brum, big old ass vehicle, huge machine it is, and I'm going around in a tiny old car from 17 years ago. I'm just the gender pay gap. It's the patriarchy and the gender pay gap.
You chose your car, I chose my car.
What do you mean I chose my car? I chose my car and how much money I can afford for the car. So, yeah, I chose it all right, because out of necessity.
There you go now.
Yeah, out of necessity.
My car's out of necessity as well.
Boss, if you're listening, gender pay gap.
Oh, Christ. Do you know what? That could be a good news story that nobody's talking about. And that brings us to this. Let's do something here. Good news.
Nobody's talking about.
And we've got Maggie, who's going to help us talk about good things that nobody's talking about. But in Maggie's world, everybody's talking about this. Good morning, Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
Good morning.
So we go live to Maggie's farm.
Oh, tell us about the magic that's happening on Maggie's farm right now, Maggie.
Guys, it is lambing season. Yay! What a time to be alive.
Amazing. So the lambs got busy in October and now it's time to...
What?
Ruins the cuteness of it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. One time in October, two lambs met in a field.
And fell in love.
And then lambs arrived. Give us a picture of how busy it is on a farm that is lambing now.
Guys, I have to give a shout out to my poor dad. He is the busiest man in the world right now. He's busier than anyone ever. He's out all the time checking on the lambs, making sure they're okay. We have about 30 or 40 lambs by now. Aww. They're all jumping around the field.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The sun is shining.
Where? Lash of rain outside, Maggie. Come on,
there's
a bit of reality.
It's right out there. There's a fine stretch in the evening.
When I picture lambing season, I picture the sun shining down, me driving around and just seeing the lambs jumping. And I don't know why they jump, because they're not jumping over anything, but they just jump.
Hey, if you were born into this world and the daffodils were popping up throughout the fields and the grass was green and the dew in the grass was absolutely juicy, you'd be jumping around as well, Maggie, wouldn't you?
It's just the best thing ever. Like, I love lambing season.
And do you get to feed the lambs?
Yeah. Oh, if a lamb is sick or if we have to bring it up and we have a little baby bottle and feed the lamb and make sure that it's okay and that it'll survive.
Oh. And what about the mothers, the mammy sheep? I hope there's someone looking after them after they give birth to the lambs.
Oh, yes.
Because
my dad is like the sheep wizard.
Good. Yeah. No, I'm glad to hear that because, you know, you have to look after the mamas, you know?
Yeah, it's just the best time ever, guys. You should all have lambs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, all right, let's
yeah, go. Let's, can we, okay.
Will you bring some lambs up to us then? Just pop them in the back of the car there and bring some lambs up.
Yeah, bring them up and we'll all feed them.
Yay!
And jump around them.
And remember, if mama sheep ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Amen, Una. Yeah.
Well,
thanks,
listen,
Maggie.
Maggie on Maggie's farm, and best of luck to you and your dad as well, who's the best person in the world and the busiest person, even busier than somebody who's got twins. Thanks, Maggie. Have a great lambing season. All right. So there you go. Good news nobody's talking about. Welcome all the new lambs into the world.
Oh, fabulous.
Isn't that lovely?
It's gorgeous.
I really like that.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
There's Breakfast Rolled. Hope you enjoyed it. We're back tomorrow morning for more fun and frolics.
And he'll be driving to work in his big old car and I'll just be motoring in my little tiny, teeny tiny car.
I'm parking a crooked outside.
Cheeky.